Those who leave the biggest footprints, said Bressler, have thousands calling after them. Good idea, but you went too far. To be clear, hedgehogs are not stupid. Quite the contrary. They understand that the essence of profound insight is simplicity. What could be more simple than E equals MC squared? What could be simpler than the idea of the unconscious organized into an id, ego, and superego? What could be more elegant than Adam Smith's pin factory and invisible hand? No, the hedgehogs aren't simpletons. They have a piercing insight that allows them to see through complexity and discern underlying patterns. Hedgehogs see what is essential and ignore the rest. What does all this talk of hedgehogs and foxes have to do with good to great? Everything. Those who built the good to great companies were, to one degree or another, hedgehogs. They used their hedgehog nature to drive toward what we came to call a hedgehog concept for their companies. Those who led the comparison companies tended to be foxes, never gaining the clarifying advantage of a hedgehog concept, being instead scattered, diffused, and inconsistent. Consider the case of Walgreens versus Eckerd. Recall how Walgreens generated cumulative stock returns from the end of 1975 to 2000 that exceeded the market by over 15 times, handily beating such great companies as GE, Merck, Coca-Cola, and Intel. It was a remarkable performance for such an anonymous, some might even say boring, company. When interviewing Cork Walgreen, I kept asking him to go deeper, to help us understand these extraordinary results. Finally, in exasperation, he said, "Look, it just wasn't that complicated. Once we understood the concept, we just moved straight ahead." What was the concept? Simply this. The best, most convenient drugstores with high profit per customer visit. That's it. That's the breakthrough strategy that Walgreens used to beat Intel, GE, Coca-Cola, and Merck. In classic hedgehog style, Walgreens took this simple concept and implemented it with fanatical consistency. It embarked on a systematic program to replace all inconvenient locations with more convenient ones, preferably corner lots where customers could easily enter and exit from multiple directions. If a great corner location would open up just half a block away from a profitable Walgreens store in a good location, the company would close the good store, even at a cost of $1 million to get out of the lease, to open a great new store on the corner. Walgreens pioneered drive-through pharmacies, found customers liked the idea, and built hundreds of them. In urban areas, the company clustered its stores tightly together, on the precept that no one should have to walk more than a few blocks to reach a Walgreens. In downtown San Francisco, for example, Walgreens clustered 9 stores within a 1-mile radius. 9 stores. If you look closely, you will see Walgreens stores as densely packed in some cities as Starbucks coffee shops in Seattle.